Kiss.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Our intern canteen boy.
Has so funny.
Has a little side job he does in the side. Because he doesn't get paid for coming in the morning with us.
No.
No, he just gets paid in college credits to wear Marquette, right?
Yeah.
So, tell us about the encounter that you had over the weekend.
I can't believe
that
people talk to you like this when you're bagging groceries at Whole Foods. But I digress. Yeah. Go ahead, my friend.
So I had three encounters. The first one happened at 9 a.m. on Saturday. I had a customer come in. He was really upset for some reason. And then he whispered something under his breath. I was like, are you all right? He said, you're just slow. I just started working at Whole Foods like 3 weeks ago, so I don't know all the codes yet. And I'm bagging his groceries, or I'm ringing him up. He just keeps going slow, slow, slow.
What? Just like yelling at
you? You're bagging groceries and the guy's screaming that at you.
Yeah, I was scanning him through and I was going so slow that he had to start bagging his two items that he had.
Oh. Well, you're new. You just started those codes.
Yeah.
I couldn't memorize all those codes. Could you imagine? I can't.
Yeah.
Like, what's the number for bananas right now off the top of your head?
4011.
See, that's an easy one, though. That's an easy
one,
though.
There's others, like, there's multiple different ones.
Yeah, beefsteak, cherry tomatoes. What kind? Cluster
hot
tomatoes.
Hot avocados.
4225. Organics 94225.
Well, he knows the organics number two. Damn. Papayas,
yeah, it's
go.
It's just a nine in front of it. Oh, it I have no idea about papayas.
See, he would have to look some of them up.
But yeah. At 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning to be yelling at the kid, slow.
I would have flipped out.
I told him to go enjoy his weekend, and he said, I'm already having a great weekend.
I'm sure. Well,
clearly.
Coming and demeaning a kid at a Whole Foods, that's his weekend.
Yeah, what did you say to him? You said it's 9 a.m. What did you
say? It's 9 a.m. on a Saturday at Whole Foods, and you come in angry.
Relax.
Yeah, I totally relax.
Get some perspective, bruh.
God, that's
gotta
crazy.
I'm sure you're not the only person that experiences rudeness either on the workplace or just in public like that.
Definitely not.
Well, you told me that story about the guy screaming slow at you, though. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and
like,
then...
How do you keep
I know
your cool?
people are jerks, but
I've
that's
been
crazy.
At a grocery store with someone that's bagging slow. I keep that to myself, and I'm like, all right, this person is either learning, maybe they have a disability. I'm just, you
Even
know what?
Even if you're irritated, bagging... you don't turn to the bagging kid and go,
say something.
Slow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was just floored by that. I couldn't believe it.
His dad hated him. Trust me.
If you can top the rudeness of this, you can feel free to text to 71037. Something like this happened to you at work.
People
you got harassed too.
Which Whole Foods do you work at anyway?
I work at the one in Wauwatosa.
Yeah. Oh, you
but,
do?
But yeah, Sunday.
Like Mayfair Collection.
Uh-huh. Sunday, I had a lady come in who started hitting on me, and it was her birthday, so I was required, according to her, to come home with her after because it's customer service.
Does that skank know you're working and it's sexual harassment?
She had no idea. She asked if I had a girlfriend. I told her, yeah. She kept going. And she wouldn't stop. Yeah.
She was insistent on you going home with her.
Yeah.
Because reverse that. If a guy was harassing a girl like that at a store, the cops would have been called.
Yeah.
He would have been dragged off in handcuffs.
If some guy was hanging on me while I'm bagging groceries, going, you got to come home with me. I'd be so freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
and something would be done. Somebody would say something. I'm amazed somebody didn't speak up for you.
It is messed up for the double standard how a drunk chick comes in and won't get off of you at work and...
Nothing.
Everybody just laughs versus if it was a woman, we'd all be horrified.
Well, those are two terrible situations. Now, what's the number for organic bananas?
It's just a 94011.
And who the hell buys organic bananas? They have a peel.
Exactly.
Dummies.
Who cares?
Come on, man.
Don't
you
know?
That blows my mind. They have peels. Yes. I get buying organic when it doesn't have a peel because it's been exposed. It has a freaking peel!
Don't get me started on organic stuff, man.
Oh, God.
Triggered!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.